Hey y'all, it's me Audrey, and I'm so sorry I haven't done a podcast in a hot second. I have been trying to prepare something that is going to be really good, and I didn't want to just go ahead and toss something out there that wasn't going to be satisfactory, you know? And I wanted to wait on the Lord to, you know, help me come up with this great plan, and I have a great plan, and I know that the next episode is going to be amazing, and I'm not going to give you guys any spoilers, but just know it's going to be good. Anyway, I just wanted to hop on here and just give you guys like an update on my life and just talk to you guys about my college application experience, I'd say. So to start off with, I applied to 18 schools. Most of them were small schools that did not require an application fee. And then I applied to like NC State, UNCW, and Cornell. I applied to Cornell so I wouldn't go through life wondering if I was smart enough to get into an Ivy League. Update, I did not get into Cornell. Darn it. But it's fine. Everything's good. But yeah, I just think it's really interesting because up until about 2 weeks ago, I always thought that I would end up at a smaller school. And just because of like the community and the close-knit professors, and that's mostly like what my focus was on. And I always was like, all right, smaller school, but I just wasn't finding that smaller school. You know, I really, really liked Samford University, and I think I've talked about that in one of my other podcasts, but in the end, financially, it didn't come out to what was, it didn't sort its way out, and it's really far away, and I don't know, apparently the food isn't that good, so it's all right. But yeah, so I'm sad about that, but I know that the Lord wants me someplace else. And so it took a lot of stressing, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I changed my mind every week about what college I was going to. Toured a bunch of colleges. I was like, I can see myself here, you know, kind of like, there were times when I was like, just like kind of convince myself about a school. I don't even know. I just know that I struggled a lot with it. And I, if you know me, I'm a very indecisive person, and this was, it was so, so, so hard to make a decision because I didn't know what I wanted. I was like, I don't know what the college is going to be like because, you know, I'm not there. So I don't know what the experience is going to be like, but all this stuff. And I remember, shout out to Lillian, if you're listening to this, shout out to you. But she told me, this was after I had, you know, gone to a bunch of people for advice, and I was like, hey, what do I do? Turned to the Bible, and I was like, okay, God, give me a sign, yada, yada. That, speaking of which, that is not a good thing to do. That's one thing I've learned, is that you shouldn't go to your Bible and try to look for an answer, you know? You should just read and just listen to what God has to say to you and not try to, like, flip through and be like, nope, this doesn't apply to me. Nope, that's not it. Nope. Because that won't get you anywhere, okay? But anyway, so after doing all this and like praying and giving up to God and all this stuff, I still wasn't looking for getting a decision. And I felt pressured because everybody around me knew where they were going to school and I didn't. And I was like, why doesn't anyone know? Why does everyone know and I don't? Like, that's not fair. I don't know. But the thing is, God has his own ways for us and our own plans. So that's another thing. Where you are in your life is exactly where you need to be, okay? It doesn't matter what, say, Susie Q over here is doing. Doesn't matter what they're doing. What matters is what you're doing, okay? So don't compare your life to others because you know what? They're on their own plan. They're on their own walk with God. And God has a timeline for them, and he has a timeline for you. And in God's eyes, you're exactly where you need to be in your timeline, okay? There is nothing that you could have done differently or do differently to get you where you are right now, okay? You are exactly where you need to be for God to use you and to give all glory to his kingdom, okay? So don't ever think that, oh, I'm falling behind, I'm on this. You are exactly where you need to be. Okay, God is using you in miraculous ways, and just wait, and you will see, I promise. But anyway, so I was comparing, and I was like, oh, that's not good, I shouldn't be doing that, and all this stress, and I was like, and I, dabbled in, like, I thought, maybe aviation, maybe I could be a pilot,
I don't know where I get my pilot's license. I think I'm just going to get that on the side, you know, just for kicks. But anyway, so I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing, all this stuff. And I just, and Lillian, she told me that she thinks that she had this really good, like, idea and this little advice thing. And it was that you shouldn't think that there's one way, one place for you to go. That there's not one, like, door for you to open. Like, there's only one. That, like, oh, how? She says it so much better than I do. But she said that don't think that there is only one college that would be best for you. That God only has this one college that is right for you. And I was like, that's so true. Because I think there are a bunch of different doors and different, you know, colleges that I could go to. That, because we all have free will. We all have that free will and that free choice, right? And to make decisions. And so wherever we choose, God will use us. And so I started praying that God would use me no matter where and what school I went to, and that, you know, he would help me make the best of it. And I think that was really helpful to hear, because it helped me to realize that there's not just one school that I'm waiting on, or I'm, you know, how am I not noticing this one school or something? But it's just a matter of choice, you know? And I think that's really awesome, you know, how God has these different doors open that you can just choose from. But and each one will lead to a good place. Well, hopefully. But anyway, so I still struggled with it. I asking people, I don't even know. I waited on financial aid, was disappointed and all this stuff. And I always knew. I was like, okay, you know what? I have a feeling that it's going to be one of those, like, plot twist things, because that's what happens in my faith all the time, is plot twist, you're not doing this, or plot twist, you're doing this instead, you know? And so I was like, watch me do something that I, like, you know, that didn't even see coming, you know? Watch me go to this school I didn't even see coming. Honestly, I thought, does that mean I'm going to, like, take a gap year or something? I don't know. But then I came across UNCW, and UNC, as you recall, UNCW was my school that I was going to go to if the economy failed. And so the economy did not fail, actually. But what's cool is that I prayed to God that, like, at the beginning of this whole process, that he would make whatever school I should look into going to be the one that's the most affordable. And that's UNCW. And I fell in love with the campus. And I realized that, because, like, at all these other schools, I was looking for, oh, they have to be perfect in this, perfect in that, perfect in this. And I didn't realize the potential, that the potential falls on me. Is there access here? Is there going to be a potential here for you to be able to give it your all? Is there going to be a Christian atmosphere where you can dip your feet in and just bloom, you know? Like, are there resources in order for you to become the best version of yourself possible? Not, are they giving it to you on your platter? On a platter, are they giving you the best version of yourself on a platter? No. Look for, are they giving me the resources to become that best person I can be? So that was really interesting. And I think I found that at UNCW because I found the people to be more, you know, like, nice and kind, and they were really reaching out. And, like, I looked at other schools and, like, I really liked them, but people weren't, I was reaching out to a bunch of people and they weren't really coming back, you know? Nobody was adding exclamation points. I don't know. I like to add exclamation points to a lot of things, so. Oh, well. Anyway, I just found that UNCW was different. And, in fact, my boyfriend is going there, too. And that was another thing where I was worried that I was making the choice to go to UNCW based on him. And if you know me, I'm someone who is very, very much so against changing my life around and changing where I go to school based on a guy. Like, that's just, I'm totally against that, because I know God has a plan for me. And you know what? If God doesn't want me to stay with a dude, or if God's like, you know, hey, you're not going to marry this man, then why did I just choose a school based on him? Like, I feel like you need to do your own thing. You know what I mean?
And so that was hard for me because I was like, okay, wait, am I choosing this school because of that or this? And then there was Roanoke involved in the whole school process, and it's a really, really hard school. Apparently it's the 9th hardest grading school in the country. Don't know about that, but I don't know. So I think I'm going to UNC Wilmington in the fall, and I'm so excited because I finally know where I'm going. And again, God really did just pull that out of nowhere. I did not see that coming, and that's part of the reason why it's been hard for me to trust it, trust the process, and just to, like, trust that God has a plan. And I know I always say, oh, yeah, trust God. God has a plan for you, all this stuff. But I think in the moment, I was completely blind to it, and I was like, all right, God, help me to trust you, all this stuff. But then I realized, okay, Audrey, you have to actually, like, trust him yourself. Like, you can't, you know? So I finally realized that I need to trust that this feeling I have about UNCW is valid, and that I should just go there, and that I just trust that just because it came out of nowhere and it isn't what I had expected, that it doesn't mean it's not a good one, that it doesn't mean it's not where I should be. You know what I mean? That just because it doesn't follow my plan doesn't mean it doesn't follow God's plan, you know? And so I pray that this is where God wants me to be. And if the Lord sees that I am not, you know, growing in my faith, that this is just not where I need to be, then maybe he'll pull me out of UNCW and put me somewhere else. And I'll let you guys know about that. But, you know, I think it's just really interesting because it's all about trusting God and trusting him and trusting that he is good, and that no matter where you go, he is going to be with you still. So it's not like, it's not so much as, you know, you paying your deposit for yourself, but you're paying your deposit and then God's coming to college with you too. So you're paying like two deposits right there, you know, because God's still going to be with you in college. So that's another thing to know. God's always with you guys, so be careful what you do. But anyway, I thought that was really interesting. And but yeah, I haven't submitted my deposit yet because I'm so indecisive. But I'm pretty sure that's where I'm going to go. And so, yeah, I'm really excited. And there was the whole, like, idea of, because UNCW isn't that, like, prestigious of a school. And so I'm like, oh, am I, like, you know, selling myself short, all this stuff? Or, you know what? It doesn't really matter where you go for undergrad. And what matters is where you go for your graduate degree, if you get your graduate degree, you know? So, I don't know. This is what we're doing. And I'm really excited to see where God takes me. But, yeah. So, I hope you guys are all having a wonderful day. And I hope that was... I hope that made sense. But, yeah. So, I am going to pray us out because we love God, right? Anyway, let us pray. Dear God, I thank you for these people. I thank you for being with each and every one of them. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful earth you have given us and the beauty and promises of tomorrow that it holds. Lord, I thank you for the plan that you have for us, a plan to not hurt us or harm us, but to give us hope and a future and to help prosper us. Lord, I pray that you will have us do your will, Lord, not our will, and that you will remind us of your loving nature and your just never-ending love for us. Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity you've given me to share my college journey experience with these people, and I pray that it will reach some listeners here and give them hope and peace that they are not alone and that this process is super hard. And just, Lord, be with them and everyone during this difficult time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, y'all. Have a good day.